If God is telling you to do something, have faith, walk in faith, and do it. Stop waiting for the right moment. Stop waiting for, oh, whenever this and that happens, whenever it's like the perfect moment. Right now, it's not the right time. No, the time is now. God is saying, I want you to act now. I want you to do what I called you to do. And if you don't know what he wants you to do, pray about it. Fast about it. Hi guys, welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla. And before I get started with today's topic, I just want to say I'm so sorry because that last episode, bro, my makeup was so awful. Like, I don't even know what went wrong there. I don't think I blended. I think I used like a really light concealer. It was just so awful. And the red lipstick did not help, bro. I just can't believe like my mom and like my family just let me like shoot like that. Like, what is that? Like, but anyways, honestly, what's important is the word of God and that, you know, I spoke, you know, the word that God gave me. But I just want to say that my makeup was super awful. I cannot believe that that's how I came out, but it's okay. You know what? What's important is the word of God and spreading the gospel and like sharing the message that he put in my heart. So, you know what? It's okay. But God bless y'all. And today I want to talk about, you know, God is saying, stop waiting for the perfect moment. And I want to talk about that because, you know, so many of us, you know, we wait to do stuff. We wait until like it's the right time, the perfect moment. And the thing is that we are not meant to just go to church and just sit at church and just warm up the chair. We are not meant for that. We are meant to spread the gospel. We are meant to work, you know, for and with God, you know, like we are not meant to just go to church and just hear a sermon and that's it. And the thing is that if you always keep waiting for the perfect moment, you will not do anything. And, you know, our job here is to spread the gospel, is, you know, to do what God wants us to do. And the thing is that God has different callings. You know, everyone doesn't do the same thing. We all do different things, but we're all, you know, the body of Christ. And I love this one preaching that one of our brothers in Christ at our church gave. His name is Rosendo. Amazing. Like, wow. He just preaches super amazing. But he was talking about that, like, you don't eat with your feet because you don't. You don't eat with your feet. And you eat with your hands. And that's the thing. Like, we all have different callings, but we are all the body of Christ. And, you know, with this message today, God doesn't put something in your mind or he doesn't put something in your heart for no reason. Like, he puts something, you know, in your mind and your heart because he wants you to act on it. He wants you to take a leap of faith and stop living in fear and, you know, have faith and do what he wants you to do. And I want to read, which is it? Oh, Ecclesiastes 11:4. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. So if you just keep like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, nothing is going to happen. If you just keep waiting like, God, right now is not the right moment, or right now is not the perfect moment, or right now I don't have finances, or right now I just can't do this. No, start little by little. Whatever God wants to do in your life, start little by little. You know, it doesn't have to be like, boom, all this and that, you know, because when I first started with this podcast, so I'm gonna just give you a little backstory on this, how this podcast got started. So I actually got a prophetic word at church. So I came to Christ the year of 2023, and half of the year of 2023, I got a prophetic word that said, because of you, many are going to come to me. And I was just thinking, I was like, because of you, many are going to come to me. Like, how is that going to happen, God? Like, what do you want me to do? And I was just praying and constantly, seeking God and seeing what he wanted me to do. So then, what happened? I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay, so I got the prophetic word, right? And then I got another prophetic word. from another prophet that came to our church, and he said, you've been through a lot. You need to share your testimony now. So I was like, okay, like, Lord, I got this. Like, I know what to do. Because I listened to this podcast called De La Fe Testimonies, and they share a lot of testimonies. Like, they go around the world, and their mission is to, you know, have the biggest archive of Jesus testimonies. And I was like, okay, God, I got this. Like, I'll just share my testimony on De La Fe. So they always have submissions open, like, all the time. Like, every time that I would check, they would have submissions because I wanted to share my testimony. And I was like, the time that God gave me that word that he wanted me to share my testimony, when I checked, submissions were closed. So I was like, God, you said you want me to share my testimony now. How am I supposed to share my testimony when submissions are closed? And I remember, you know, praying that day, and then I got on my knees and I just heard podcast. And I thought it was just my mind at first. I was like, wait, no, like, this is my mind. Like, sometimes, like, you know, whenever, like, we hear something, we just think it's our mind, or it's just, like, us, and it's not God. And then, so I just kept praying about it. And then I started buying stuff little by little. And the thing is that my car got totaled by my neighbor. So my neighbor totaled my car. So, you know, they gave me a little bit of money, but they didn't really give me much. So I've been saving up to, you know, buy a new car. And, with some of that money, I bought some of the stuff. I bought some mics. I bought a computer to edit. I bought stuff because I was like, Lord, I have faith that this is what you call me to do. And, you know, doing your will is more important than me having a car. Doing your will is doing what you want me to do is more important than anything. Like, you are the most important thing in my life. So, you know, I was putting God first. And I remember when me and my friend, you know, because we were doing the podcast together. Now I'm doing it on my own because that wasn't his calling. But anyways, so me and him, like, got a room. You know, we were going to shoot. We started, like, at 3, 4, you know, in the evening. And we ended, like, at 2 in the morning. Like, 2, 1 in the morning of shooting. Because, like, things were going wrong. The computer was heating up. And, I mean, but we were taking that, like, leap of faith of, like, doing this. Like, I was like, no, this is what God wants us to do. So I shared my testimony. He shared his testimony. And I remember I received another prophetic word. And the thing is that I begin scared when prophets go to our church, because I'd be like, I don't know, God, like, what are you gonna say? But God is so good that every time there's a prophet, he never misses giving me a word. And I just absolutely love him. Amazing, because he don't even have to give us a word, but he still, like, you know, gives us word through prophets. So I got another prophetic word, and when she told me, she came up to me and she told me, this is what God says, that he sees your effort, that he sees the effort that you're putting in. Man, like, to receive that confirmation that God saw that we shot, you know, our testimonies all day and stuff was going wrong. And then I still had to go home and edit, and I didn't even know how to edit. Like, I had to learn how to edit. And just to see how God was with us and how God was using us. And man, like, that's how I knew, like, wow, this is, you know, I was having faith, but then God later on sent confirmation. Yes, this podcast is what I want you to do. This is the calling I have, you know, in your life, you know, what I want you to do. And man, and I was just amazed. And, you know, I'm making this video to tell you that if God is telling you to do something, have faith, walk in faith, and do it. Stop waiting for the right moment. Stop waiting for, oh, whenever this and that happens, whenever it's like the perfect moment. Right now, it's not the right time. No, the time is now. God is saying, I want you to act now. I want you to do what I called you to do. And if you don't know what he wants you to do, pray about it. Fast about it. That's what I did. I was seeking. I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And then he gave me that prophetic word. And I was like, Lord, that doesn't even tell me what you want me to do. What he said, because of you, many are going to come to me. What? But, you know, I kept seeking him, and I kept having faith that, you know what? I don't know how that's going to happen, but it's going to happen, Lord. And the crazy part is that when I started the podcast, I didn't have social media. I deleted my Instagram from going to having a couple of thousand followers to having nothing. I had no social media, and I just put the podcast out there on YouTube. And, you know, glory to God that, you know, it's growing. It's small still, but it's growing. And I could just see how God is blessing it. So the thing is, what I'm telling you right now is that you need to have faith that, you know, whatever God called you to do, you need to do it. And, you know, even this one, I saw this one, well, this one lady at my gym, she came across my TikTok and she told me, like, glory to God, like, I see what, you know, what God is, you know, doing. And it's amazing to see. And she told me that her husband had a dream. And if I was able to interpret it, because she was like, you have a lot of dreams. And so she told me the dream, and she said that she was pregnant and she was like 17 and she was getting baptized. And then her like daughter had a dream that she was dressed in white and she was like, a light was glowing behind her. And what I told her is like, look, I don't really know how to interpret dreams, but I'm just telling you like the best of my ability. I was like, I think that dream means is that God had his eyes on you ever since you were little. Like he had his eyes on you and that he wants you to do his will. And, you know, to walk with him, because if you're getting baptized, you know, when you get baptized, you're dying. You know, you're like you're leaving that old person behind and you're a new creation in God, and you're born again. And so I was telling her that, and she told me that she started, you know, this, you know, what God wanted her to do, that she started it, but she stopped doing it. And she was saying how, like, well, I don't know if I'm, like, qualified. Like, I don't know if I'm, you know. And I told her, I was like, wait a second. I was like, you're qualified. Because God calls the unqualified. God does not call the qualified people. He calls the unqualified. Because if God would have called the qualified people, then he would have got the Pharisees. Jesus would have went to go, you know, use the Pharisees. But he didn't go with the Pharisees. He went with the disciples. And he told them, you know, I'm going to make y'all, you know, fishers of men. He called the disciples, you know, people that you would think are normal, people that you think that, you know, God wouldn't use them, but Jesus used them. They were his disciples. And, you know, he, you know, started teaching them and, you know, molding them into, you know, the people that he wanted them to be, you know, which was his followers. And so God doesn't call the qualified. He calls the unqualified and he qualifies them and he molds them. And so that's what I was telling her. And then I was just telling her, I was like, you know what, like, I'm gonna be praying for you, but, you know, just, you know, keep pushing and do what God has called you to do. And then she left. And then God was talking to me and like he put in my heart. He was like, Shayla, like, you know what it means to dream, you know, of being pregnant. You've had that dream before. Go tell her it's a new beginning. Go tell her it's a new beginning and that she needs to do what I've called her to do. And I went running. I was like, where is she at? And I was like walking around the whole, well, not walking, but running around the whole gym trying to find her. And I finally found her and I told her, I was like, hey, like God wanted me to tell you, you know, like he said that it's a new beginning and that, you know, whatever he started in you, he's going to finish. And that it's a new beginning and that, you know, you need to do what he's called you to do. And when I told her that, like, I got goosebumps, like all the hairs on my arm, you know, raised. And I was just like, man, like you could just feel the Holy Spirit there. And, you know, it was just amazing. And I'm making this video to tell you that, you know, God calls the unqualified and he qualifies them. And whatever God has put in your heart and your mind, you need to act. You need to stop missing opportunities. And you need to act because God wants to use you. And you need to stop waiting for like the right moment. Because if you keep waiting, like you're going to be like this verse. You're going to be like this verse and you will never reap. And, you know, God wants to use you. And actually, Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. So have faith. Have faith that, you know, God is going to use you. Have faith in what you do. Pray about it. Fast about it. Seek the Lord. You know, it's super important for you to seek the Lord, because whenever you seek the Lord, that should reflect on whatever he's going to do with you, whatever, you know, plans that he has. Because if you're not having like time with the Lord, then you shouldn't even be working or doing anything. You need to have that intimacy. You know, you need to have that time with God, and then whatever you do should reflect that. So anyways, I want to go ahead and end this episode, you know, with this message, but I just want to go ahead and, you know, I wanted to share this because it's so important. You know, you need to stop waiting for the right moment and you need to act. You know, God wants you to do his will and he is calling you and he is telling you stop waiting for the perfect moment and just do it. Have faith. And I want to go ahead and pray for anyone that, you know, needs prayer, or, you know, if this message touched you, let me just pray for you. Father God, I just pray for the person that's hearing this or watching this, God, that you use them, Lord, and that they walk in faith, Lord, and not fear, Lord, that you remove all fear in the name of Jesus, Lord, that let it be you using them, God, that you bless whatever they do in your name. If that's your will that you have for their life, God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, you know, that they're able to have faith, that, you know, they're able to have faith and start in whatever you have planned for them. In the name of Jesus, amen. And with that, I want to conclude this episode. And if you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, is located in Ferris, Texas. I will go ahead and put it in the description below. It is a Spanish-speaking church, but we do have translators available. You could just go ahead and just, like, tell me. I will be there. You can tap me and just let me know. Or you could tell anyone at the door. But I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time's episode.